Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of Van Halen bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. Subscribe to my newsletter. Watch the video, brand new video up there that I think you'll like. It's we put up a new video every week, and check that out. And all the other things, the great work that our Brain Trust members have deposited with us. We have thousands of podcasts on every topic under the Small Business Sun, an article on every topic under the Small Business Sun. If you're looking for it for small business and we don't have it, you probably don't need it. Maria Ross is our guest. She's our new friend, author of Branding Basics. She's a branding expert, and she's here to talk to us about this. Maria, your website is red-slice.com. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So check it out. They can find your book and all the... Tell us about what you do for your customers.
Well, basically, I help them tell their story. I help them with brand strategy, positioning, messaging, and figuring out what is that core brand strategy and story that they want to tell, mm-hmm. and then giving them ways to bring that to life. So what, you know, where should they go to design a website? Where should they, what should they do for marketing ideas and marketing campaigns? I try to get people to flip their thinking about mm-hmm. just going out there and throwing all these tactics out into the world, like I need a Twitter page and I need mm-hmm. a Facebook page and I need this, and get them to think about who their audience is, what value they offer, why are they different, get them to articulate that story and figure out where they play in their marketplace.
Well, and help your customers tell your story for you. Like I said earlier in the previous segment, you know, this one, I'm imagining this one business owner went to his employees and says, make sure that to the best of your ability, that we make sure our customers are happy. If we can do them a favor, if we can help them out, let's do it. And that cost him nothing yet. And then his employee did that for me, did what I talked about for me. And I'm telling the story, and it cost him nothing.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not even just about quality or customer service. It's also about just the memorable story that you tell.
Yep.
you know, if you think of, it's not exactly a small company, but in the world of airlines, it is Virgin America. You know, they are they have a very irreverent, cheeky brand, and they parlay that through their signage and mm-hmm. their in-flight safety video and mm-hmm. the way that their employees, you know, act and look and dress and all of that. So it's not even just about, I mean, quality and customer service should definitely be at the top of your mind, but it's also just about, you know, what's sort of the delightful part of your brand
right.
that's going to make you stand out and
make you memorable, differentiate
you. Exactly.
Let's talk about some of the other things that you say are signs that you have a power brand. The first one, you gave us one earlier, and so what are some others?
Well, kind of related to the first one, which was people are proud to say they work, partner, or shop with you, is that your customers are your advocates, and they're spreading your story for you. So actually, using the Virgin America example again, there were customer-generated YouTube videos about people's experience flying on Virgin America. Hmm. Virgin America didn't pay those people to do that.
Right.
These people just had such a great experience on the airline that they decided to take it into their own hands and create content to share with the world about
right.
their experience.
And the opposite of that, folks, was when United broke a man's guitar and failed to respond to him. He did a video
yeah.
about entitled United Breaks Guitars. So that's the opposite
yes.
of that.
Exactly.
And all
exactly.
those and
you
all
want, you
United all United had to do,
you.
Maria, all United had to do was just to call him back or give him, you know, say, "Hey man, we're sorry we broke your guitar. What can we do to fix it?" That's all they had to do, and they didn't do it.
Right. Well, that's where you get to that brand strategy, and brand is really, it's more than skin deep. It's got to
right.
be in the DNA of the organization, and everyone in the organization has to embrace it.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, that's where you definitely have a problem.
What's another sign you've got a power brand?
This is a big one that small business owners have a hard time getting their heads around, is that some people may not like you.
Say, that's just crazy talk, Marie. Maria? That's just
Maria,
crazy talk.
Yeah. Well, it's not, because it's really all about finding your target audience and talking to them. And
but I'm wonderful. I'm so lovable, Maria. I mean, I can't even imagine nobody would like. How could anybody not love me?
Exactly. Well, it's all about your style and your message and your promise. And that doesn't have to, you know, you're not going to appeal to everybody. You can't.
That's
it's impossible to be all things to all people.
That's the key. Find the people who want what you have to sell, identify who they are, and go find more of them.
Right. And it's beyond just finding people who want what you have to sell. It's finding the type of people that
right.
want what you
That's
have
right.
to sell. And the example that I use is that we all buy shirts, right? But mm-hmm. we buy them from different places. Why is that? It's not just about the product or the service that you're offering. It's the way that you offer it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some small businesses might, you know, kind of going back to the Virgin America example, you might have a more sassy, tongue-in-cheek humor on your website or in
mm-hmm.
your communications, and that's going to appeal to one person versus another person might want something very traditional and conservative and serious.
Right.
So you have to think about not just the demographic of the target that you're trying to reach and who would need the product, but what type of person is attracted to your product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one more quick one. I got time for one more quick one. One more side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the one of the other ones is that your company is quoted in the press or in the media about more than just the products and services that you sell.
Showing you as an expert in your field.
Exactly. But it means that you're commenting on more than just, hey, we've got this
mm-hmm.
product on sale.
Mm-hmm.
It, you're commenting on trends. You're commenting on...
showing you as a thought leader, as an expert. That's,
exactly.
That's
you
a, that's
become
very
a thought
important.
Leader. Exactly.
Maria, I've
got to
wrap it
impact.
Up. Will you come back another day? I want to talk about branding and relevance. Can we talk about that next time you come back?
Sure, absolutely.
Maria Ross, ladies and gentlemen, red-slice.com is her website. She'll be back another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.